Hey, kids, let's put on a show.
I just wanted to be close to you again, Jason.
Let's hear it for the boy. Let's give the boy a hand. Let's hear it for my baby. Oh, you gotta understand. Whoa, maybe he's no Romeo, but he's my life and one man show. Whoa, let's hear it for the boy.
Good morning, everybody. To all of you creatures, great and small, it's Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson.
Crap head.
Thank you, Dr. Phil. And joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to open up her very own 24-hour coffee hut, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Can we get that? I need that stat, actually.
I know, yeah.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
And good morning, Ryan Perpich.
Good morning, Alexis, and good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Ryan filling in for Dawn, who continues on her vacation. It is Tuesday, July 25th, 2017. We are approaching 5:32. Welcome to the show. Welcome to your morning. Welcome to what the world tells us is going to be your most productive day of the week. And
yeah.
Welcome to coffee. And I know Alexis has coffee this morning.
Yes, cheers. I do. Get her done today, guys. Get her done.
Is this really the most productive day?
Yes.
That's what they say.
Jeez. I don't know what came first, though. Productivity or people saying you're going to be productive. But regardless, we're going to get some stuff done.
It's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. I don't know. I don't know if it's true. Lex tends to think it's true.
Oh, I do. Yep.
She takes full part in it.
She tends to think a lot of things, though.
Yeah. True that, Ryan.
Very true. Very true.
But Monday, you know, you're recovering from the weekend. Tuesday, it's like, I need to get some stuff done. It's the beginning of the week.
I do feel a lot better from
Wednesday,
yesterday.
Right, yeah. Wednesday's the humpity hump day. Mm-hmm. Thursday, you're already in weekend mode. Friday, just whatever. It's a party.
Yeah. It's
what
your
is?
Birthday. You're going to party like it's your birthday. Yeah. Yeah. I have some things to do today. So I'm hoping to accomplish those. So
see,
maybe.
There you go.
Maybe not. I don't know. I'll see. Speaking of coffee huts, this is one of the leftover little observations that I never mentioned from Montana. And that is, it was so odd, Lex.
Yeah.
And I took a picture of one. Yes, there was one Starbucks when I went. I was in Montana for the first time about 3 weeks ago. There was one Starbucks, and that was great. It was connected to, you know, a grocery store. But then all over the Whitefish, Kalispell area, which is where we were, there were these coffee huts.
Mm.
And I don't even know how to describe them, but it was the strangest thing. Like, they didn't. I'm sure they had like a brick and mortar coffee place, but these were like little bitty. They look like tiny houses, but even smaller, like one little room, and they were in random parking lots. There was one called what was it? Caffeine and Camo, and I thought it was Caffeine and Ammo, and I thought, wow, they're selling guns and coffee in the same little hut.
Well, but they were Camo.
Yeah, but they were all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, it cracked me up. I didn't get it. I'm like, why is it a Montana thing? Is it, I mean,
drive
obviously
through.
Cheaper, yeah. But it's, I don't even know how many square feet. I don't know, 12 square. And
yeah,
it was
they're
the
tiny.
Funny.
There's
they're
one
tiny.
Here.
There is?
Yeah, there's
where?
A couple. The one that I drive through fairly often is close to my bank in Roseville. It's off Lexington and, what is that, County B, County C, by the big Super America there off of Lexington and 36.
It's just a little hut.
It's a little hut. Huh. Yep, I just drive right through. They have little like baked goods, but you're right, it's dinky. It's like the size of two porta potties.
Wow. That's exactly what it is. Okay, so you know from what I speak of.
Yes, and I'm sure, I think there's, I've seen one in Burnsville. It's a little bit bigger, set off 13. So there's a couple, but you're right. They're not as frequent probably as maybe you see in Montana. I don't know what the deal is there. They're busy.
Everywhere. And I just started crying. So finally, the last day, I thought, oh, it would have been funny to start taking pictures of these throughout the whole trip, but I didn't get a chance. But there was, you know, Coffee Girl. There was like Cowboy Coffee Girl or something. And like I said, Camo and Caffeine. And it was just, it cracked me up. And they were busy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they usually had every time we would go, there'd usually be maybe three cars, four cars waiting in line. I thought, wow, these places must have some good coffee because people are waiting in line for them. So
getting it done.
I don't know. Speaking of weird things in weird places, Lex, will you please tell everyone? I'm curious myself. There's been a rash of squirrel attacks in New York City.
Okay, guys, be very, very careful if you're going to Brooklyn or if you know someone. In fact, there's been a fifth person attacked, and they're trying to find this runner, and I guess this person hasn't been to the doctor yet, but there's a rabid, unusually aggressive squirrel at Prospect Park in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh.
Possibly rabid. It's attacked at least five people in the last week. Can you imagine?
This is how zombie apocalypses start right here.
Pretty much.
They're not going to the doctor, and then they're going to get something weird, and then one thing leads to another. Of course, it happens in New York.
Of course.
It's the hot zone. Oh, jeez. Yeah.
So they know the fifth person who was jogging was attacked. The other four have been to the doctor. They don't have rabies, which is good, but it's not... I guess there's people who are avoiding the park, but most people are saying, you know what? No, I'm good. I'm not going to let a squirrel get between me and enjoying the park.
Yeah.
Between me and my dog, someone says, we could take on the squirrel.
So it's a single squirrel.
Yes, from what they know, a single squirrel. A bold squirrel. Yeah.
Yeah. Get him.
A bold squirrel.
Yep.
Sounds like the name of a coffee hut.
It does. Bold squirrel. I like that.
That's really good, actually.
The bold squirrel.
See?
I like that.
This whole thing doesn't work out on radio.
Hey.
Start the bold squirrel.
A little drive-through there. Yeah, so be careful. Maybe you know someone who lives in Brooklyn. Just let them know that there's a squirrel on the run that's biting people.
Be very wary. Yeah,
those
very wary.
Those urban squirrels can be, they get a little too close sometimes where it's like, it makes me uncomfortable.
They're very aggressive. They can be.
Nature is fighting back. I'm telling you, it's like that show Zoo because we had that. And I'm telling you, I'm still scared about the animal stories that we heard last week. The great northern water snake that I told you about from the USA Today.
Yeah.
The thing, it was in Iowa and it was about 5 feet long and it jumped out of the water to grab this fish that they were fishing. The fish was on the line and the snake jumped out of the water to grab it. And again, it was in Iowa. And then Lex did research on the internet and it's native to this part of the country.
No.
So it's possible that the damn thing could be in one of our lakes. And then you heard
a lot more lakes.
Yeah. And then you heard that story over the weekend of that little girl. Oh. She was up north and she had like a muskie cut her foot, like put its her whole foot in its mouth.
Traumatizing. I'd never go in a lake again.
Mm. Oh my God. Never.
Oh, it's like Jaws, but in a lake.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just in a lake last week, and I'm telling you, I had both of those stories in my mind as I was floating around.
Forget
Michael Phelps and the damn great white. That's what I was thinking about. I was like, oh my goodness.
Because that's actually real.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But my father-in-law said that there's no muskies in the lake that their cabin's on. So I'm safe. Because I guess a muskie is a very large fish.
They're
a very large fish. Ugh. And it grabbed that little girl, just had her feet dangling out of a paddle boat. And she's like, doo, 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 doo. And then it grabbed on. And then the Pioneer Press had pictures of it.
Yeah, that was unnecessary.
I did not need to see that.
Oh, no.
I did not need to see that photograph. Because that has been in my mind now ever since I looked at it. I'm like, okay, could have done without that. Thanks, Pie Press.
Good to know.
Yeah. Did you see it, Lex?
That's brutal.
No, not doing that.
I don't remember. I remember having the fear of being stung by a jellyfish or a stingray.
Oh, really?
Or there's certain fears that I remember as a kid, but a muskie or what is going on?
Have either of you two been bitten by a fish, like when you swim in a lake
recall? I have, mostly leeches.
Okay.
I was covered in leeches at one point.
I seem to remember getting, nipped by a sunny, back
when the hell were you? Yeah. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Yep. When were you covered by leeches, Alexis?
It's happened multiple times. They get between your toes.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Where were you where there were leeches?
My family's cabin was up in Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
And it was on Lake Pokegama. And yeah, they were all over.
Yeesh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, yet another reason why I won't be going into a lake.
Right, my husband won't do it at all.
Oh, he won't?
No. He's like, nope, I just sit on the dock. This is very nice. He might go on the pontoon, but otherwise...
Yeah, nope. I'm with them. Yeah, I'm with them right there. Hey, guys, don't forget, tickets to our Cat Video Festival still available. All you have to do is go to mytalk1071.com and enter keyword cat to get those tickets. And a big thanks, Lex, right, to a couple of our good friends.
Yeah, big thank you to Luther Nissan Kia of Inver Grove and the team at First Equity.
There we go. Again, keyword cat at mytalk1071.com. We'll be back after these messages.
Oh, I don't wanna know. Where you been and where you going? But I know I won't be home and you'll be on your own. Who's gonna walk you through the dark side of the morning? Who's gonna rock you when the sun won't let you sleep? Who's waking up to drive you home when you're drunk and all alone? Who's gonna walk you through the dark side of the morning?
Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Everything ducks quacking. I'm Jace with Lex. Dawn continues her vacation. She'll be back next week. Ryan filling in. Thank you very much, Ryan, for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
If you're planning a vacation in the next year or so, it's probably going to be longer than that. Let me be realistic. But the news broke yesterday on the Entertainment Weekly that Universal Studios in Orlando, the Harry Potter land, they are adding a brand new ride. They're getting rid of, and it's going to be in Hogsmeade. So the first park that they built, and not the new one that you have to take the train to, but the first one. Mm-hmm. And they're getting rid of, if you've ever been there, they're getting rid of the Dueling Dragons roller coaster. And they're putting a brand new ride, and they're being very, very secretive about it. They won't say what it is, but they said it's going to be like the most mind-bending roller coaster that you've ever seen. So I would imagine they're going to mix like indoor, outdoor. I think there's going to be screens, and I think it's going to be way more than just your conventional, okay, go up a hill. Go down the hill, go through some loops. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be branded. I think it's going to be themed really well. Entertainment Weekly had some guesses as far as like within the world of Harry Potter, like what ride could they theme? They said, you know, they said like Hogsmeade doesn't really lend itself to being real exciting. There's not a lot, you know.
Right.
There's not a lot there. So they were guessing various things. I don't know. If you've read the books, you guys may have some guesses out there, but Universal is not messing around. They said this was going to be like off the hook crazy good. So I don't know. I don't know. What do you have any guesses of what?
Well,
what
the only thing that I'm thinking right away is that they're, in terms of different elements that they might not have, maybe adding like some kind of water element or something like that.
Maybe.
But yeah, Hogsmeade.
They said maybe the Forbidden Forest. Ooh. That's an aspect of the story that they haven't really touched on. So something about that. Because they said what makes them think that could be a possibility is a Forbidden Forest expansion just opened at the Harry Potter studio tour outside of London. So if it worked there, then, you know, maybe they'll take the plans and move it over to Orlando. Or they also said they could do something with the new series of movies, The Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Yeah. So,
maybe,
but that would seem weird.
Fantastic Beasts.
But see, that would seem weird because
it's time and space.
Two different eras of the story. And if you're putting the ride, right there in Hogsmeade, and look, if you don't read Harry Potter, you're totally lost at the terms I'm using. But just read the books and get back to me.
You know what they could do, though? They could possibly travel back that far if they do it in like a flashback form. Like they use the book because the book that he writes is the connection to the Hogwarts.
Yeah.
And maybe they can go back and you could see all the crazy animals and things like that.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Ooh, this is so genius. It really is, because the Harry Potter fans who've already been there how many times want to check it out, brings them back to the yard.
It does. Yeah. And then, hey, I need something new to go back there, so this would be good.
And you have to get the hopper every time anyway to take that train from one park to the other.
It's so,
which is so fun.
It is, but it's so gosh darn expensive for families.
That's
I always feel
thing.
Bad. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, you know, I don't have kids, so Colin and I could do it fairly on the cheap, but my goodness, you walk in and then every turn there's a gift shop and the kids are like, "Mommy, can I get that life-size Harry Potter?" And you know, and "Can I get that 4-foot ice cream cone that's $75?" I mean, you know, it's a lot of money.
It is.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I'm like that too, though, when I go there, so I can't blame the kids.
No, I'm the same way. Colin always knows that I have to have time to shop a little bit, so I stop in the gift stores and, you know, get a little trinket or something. 5:52 is the time. I've always joked that Alexis, that I put a tracking device inside Alexis somewhere in her leg to track her whereabouts, and then a couple years ago she dug it out like that dinosaur in Jurassic World. But anyway, but listen to this headline that caught my attention in USA Today. Wisconsin company to install rice-sized microchips in employees.
This is insane.
Yeah. Now it's to buy snacks and stuff, right?
Yes, it's called Three Square Market.
It just makes you wonder what else they're tracking.
Yes.
I don't know. I think that I could go through the trouble of remembering to bring money or to, I'd rather them just have a company account. You know, I have a little tab that I have to pay at the end of each month.
Well, I got to tell you, yeah, because like Lex said, this, if you're like, what, Scooby? Ooh, this is, they insert this little thing in your arm or wherever, and then you can scan yourself into the building so you don't need a card anymore. And then you can also buy, like Lex said, food in the little cafeteria.
Just swipe the hand over it. And
yeah. Now, I got to tell you, we have, at Channel 9, we have it looks like a little convenience store in our lunchroom.
Yeah.
And it basically is like a very mini convenience store. And we have a computer. There's cameras all over. And then we have a computer where it's a thumbprint. We put our thumbprint on the computer. It pulls up our account. You can add money, you know, via whatever. And then you scan the item and bada boom, bada bing, you leave. So that's fine. I don't care if they have my fingerprint. But I'm not going to get a piece of rice, you know, sewn into my butt so that I can buy some dots.
Exactly. I'm not, you
know. Like, what are the side effects here? We don't know.
We don't know that.
Know.
We don't know the side effects, and I would just, and maybe it's just the conspiracy theorist inside me that's just like, what else are you tracking? And where is this going? This is a slippery slope to other things, which maybe in some ways, because we've talked about this before, I mean, we microchip our animals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would we microchip our kids? Possibly.
Right when we're born, just stick the microchip in there?
Right, and then at 18, it would disintegrate or something, but...
I'm telling you, I know, but Lex and I have had this conversation, and people either disagree or agree with us. I don't know. Maybe I'd feel different if I had a kid, but I would get one of these. If the option was there, I would get one of these rice things for my child.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I would. I don't know. And if it kept him safe, I would even say let it disintegrate, you know, maybe at 16 so that, you know, they can have some privacy in their teenage years, whatever.
Helicopter parent.
Yeah, I mean, I would let them have their privacy, but I'm telling you, as a kid, and have it, you know, when they're a baby, so they don't really remember, and to keep them safe, I don't know, I think I would.
It's just the side effects of the little piece of rice.
Too sci-fi. Rice. Too sci-fi for me.
Does it conduct electricity?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
You never know.
You turn on your microwave, will you start humming?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, I don't know. But I'm telling you, again, little does Alexis know.
Uh-oh.
She may have a piece of rice in her foot. I don't know. I'm just going to say. I'm not saying.
Owie.
I'm just saying. It's 5:55. When we come back, we have a half hour of hot topics, including what's going on with Bieber. We will discuss when we return.
Oh, baby, any day that you're gone away, it's a beautiful day.